Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts. And it is such an exciting time of year. We are looking at high school football. And there it is. Hallelujah is right. Thank you, Micah. And hallelujah. We are to the start of the high school football season. We have the first week in the books, except a few games that are going to be played today. And we are just so excited to have scores to talk about and coaches to talk with about their wins last night and previews of the game today. Just kind of a rundown of what we're looking at for today. We are going to have Northridge head football coach Jeremy Hayden on at the second segment, and we will talk about his game. They play Gateway today. We'll give a little bit of a preview about the upcoming season and especially look at his game that he has today. In the third segment today, we will have Windsor head coach. You heard the game right here on KFKA last night. Windsor pulls out the big win 10-7 over Meade last night. And then in that final segment, we're going to squeeze in one more coach interview. Coach Jeff Van Winkle from Severance. The Severance Silver Knights traveled long ways down to Canyon City last night and got a huge win. So we will have Coach Jeff Van Winkle on in that final segment to talk to him about that win. We will now run through the scores from last night, the first week of the high school football season. A few teams throughout the state played last week for week zero games, but here week one, pretty much all the teams back to business. We will start at the eight-man level. Dayspring, my good friend Ben Fusco, the head coach over there, they had Holly last night. Dayspring loses that one 19-6. So Holly is a team that is expected to be a very good football team on the season. I know I talked to Ben a few weeks ago as I was in at Fusco Pizza, and he was in there. We talked a little bit, and he's really excited about this group of guys that he has. So for them to go and play Holly and just lose 19-6, I think that's a good start to the season. And Dayspring is a team I think they're going to grow throughout the season. They're going to be right on the verge of getting into the playoffs. Highland played Ray on Thursday night. As we move on to 1A football, Highland played Ray. Ray always a quality football team at that 1A level, and Highland falls 46-6 in their week one game. Moving on to the 2A level, Platte Valley hosted Kent Denver last night. This is a game I believe was 0-0 at halftime. Platte Valley just, kind of an issue that they had a little bit last year, getting that offense going, getting to the points on the board to be able to win games. They end up falling last night 14-0. So hopefully Coach Hoffman and the staff out there can get that turned around, figure out a way to put the ball in the end zone. We'll move on to Valley. Valley played Manitou Springs at Manitou Springs. This field down at Manitou Springs High School, it's an amazing field. If you're going to the north, a field goal kicker could legitimately kick this ball through the uprights. They have a little net there that doesn't go nearly high enough. They could kick it down, and it goes down like the side of a cliff onto a road that you drive on to get up to the stadium. A pretty cool stadium down at Manitou Springs. The Valley Vikings travel down there, and they fall 39-2. I'll tell you, one of the themes you're going to see today as we go through all these scores is it was a rough week for teams in the area getting wins. I believe there's only five or six teams in the area that got a W last night. So a little bit rough on Northern Colorado football last night in the first week. We'll look at Timnath. Timnath and Berthoud had played. Berthoud is a team that I believe is going to be, I know Eaton is the three-time defending state champ. They graduated a lot of people, but Berthoud is a team in that league that may challenge Eaton for that league championship. And I may be going out on a pretty small limb there, but this is a team that I think returns a lot of guys And the coaching staff's been there for a few years now. They're getting their feet underneath them. This is going to be a quality football team. And Berthoud, Timnath played last night. Berthoud got the win 43-0. Wellington played Estes Park last night. Wellington and Timnath both are just in their second year of existence. So these are schools that just have juniors, I believe, on the football team. Wellington played Estes Park last night and got the big win 8-6 for Wellington. We talked about Berthoud and Timnath. Berthoud getting the win. University played Delta. Delta is a team that's probably going to be competing for that state championship at the 2A level. University hosted Delta last night. A long trip for Delta coming down, and Delta gets the win over University 28-14. We're going to move on to 3A at this point. Severance. We're going to have Coach Van Winkle on in that final segment. Severance went down to Canyon City, a long drive down, long drive. They got in late last night, but they pulled out the W 39-36. We'll talk a lot about that game with Coach Van Winkle. Resurrection Christian hosted Moffitt County. Resurrection Christian pulls out the 14-0 win. Roosevelt, just as you would expect, played Palisade. And they won 49-6. So that offense is starting off just as they finished last season. 49-6. Roosevelt, Mountain View, and Riverdale Ridge. Mountain View falls 39-7 to Riverdale Ridge. As we move on to the 4A games, we'll talk to Chris Jones here in a little bit. Windsor pulls out the win 10-7 against Meade. Loveland and Fossil Ridge. This was a great game last year to start the season and a great one this year, too. Loveland, however, it's a different turnout. Fossil Ridge got the win last year in a close one. Loveland gets the win in a close one this year, 28-26. Greeley Central played Niwot, and Niwot gets the win 14-7 over Greeley Central. Greeley West played Mountain Range, and they fall 9-0 against Mountain Range. Moving on to 5A. Fort Collins and Ponderosa. Fort Collins takes on Ponderosa, and it doesn't go well for Fort Collins. 56-21 Ponderosa victory. Fossil Ridge, we talked about, played Loveland. They fall 28-26. Poudre lost to Rock Canyon 20-0. And then Rocky Mountain will play Chaparral later today. One other game I kind of skipped over at that 2A level that is a huge game at the 2A level. These are two teams that are going to be in that that tournament at the end of the season. Eaton and the Classical Academy, they will battle in Eaton tonight. Classical Academy coming up to Eaton. Just going to be a fantastic football game. If you have nothing to do, you can go see that one. Or you have Northridge and Gateway in their area, you can go catch that one also. So a couple of great games. Right now, we're going to go and take our first break. On the other side, we will preview that Northridge Gateway game with head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, Jeremy Hayden. You are listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. You're listening to Preps Rewind. Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. Napa Parts Provider, owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. Anything you need, give them a call. Stop in. You can go online, search for Gould Parts. They will get you hooked up. And now we will bring on Jeremy Hayden, Northridge head football coach, and we will preview his game against Gateway today. Jeremy, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
You really excited to get the season finally kicked off?
Absolutely. I've been watching football for 2 days and I'm waiting for our chance.
Yeah, it has to be, you know, you've been waiting for this week to come along and then your game is on Saturday. Just having to sit through those other games has to be a little bit rough.
Yeah, I mean, it's always rough to play the last game of the week, but it's also, you know, good because you can get out and scout some teams you're going to play in the future.
Yeah, that's very true. So, you know, it's so exciting for me you know, I've spent a lot of time in this area. I've always kept up with high school football, and Northridge started out on such a high note when that school first opened, and then they kind of got into that lull. It's so exciting for Northridge to kind of be back on the map. And you guys had just a fantastic season last year, but you graduated a huge class. Let's just kind of talk about some of those kids that are stepping in to replace that big class you graduated.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting basically one returning starter on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, we graduated a pretty big class. Got a new quarterback at the helm, Justin Thill, who's been really great through camp and really led our football team. He's a captain for us this year, and so we're excited about him. Obviously, we got the big man, Bearden, coming back up front, which helps us a ton. He will be moving positions from, you know, center to guard, but his experience up front really helped solidify that O-line. And then we got a lot of guys that played a lot of key spots last year in our season. And so even though they didn't start, they were ready to play and stepped in and played big roles for us last year.
Yeah, that's just huge to have those guys who have been out there under those Friday night lights, or in this case Saturday night lights, and they're not going to be overwhelmed by what's going on.
Yeah, no, I mean we have some kids. This will be the first time they've been on the field, but for the most part, most of our guys have been on there in some situations, and so you know it's always exciting that first week. You got to get the jitters out. But I think they're prepared well, and I think they're ready to go.
Did you guys have a scrimmage last week?
We did. We went down to scrimmage Frederick, a really good football team, and got some things we needed to work on. And then this week we had a really great week of practice, and so you know I'm really excited to see what we can do tonight.
All right, and I kind of looked into Gateway a little bit. It looks like a team that's a little bit different than you. They had a fair amount of juniors that played last year. What have you seen from them on film?
Yeah, so we didn't really get much film from them for the week, but you know we know what to expect. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're going to get after us, and we got to have our best game plan in place. I know Coach Mason over there does a great job with those guys, turning that program around. And so, you know, they're going to be big, athletic, and physical. And we just got to be able to match the intensity, and match some of the skill sets that we have and we bring to the table to capitalize on them.
Well, and from what I could see, just, you know, obviously I'm just looking at stats and I'm just kind of guessing, but it looks like they have a dual threat quarterback that could be a little bit of an issue. He was their leading rusher and also their leading passer last year.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, you said it best. They bring a lot of guys back, and so they're pretty loaded at all positions. And, you know, it's going to be a good competition, a good test for us tonight.
Those defenders that you guys have, you have some guys that you said probably got some playing time on defense last year, but my gosh, when you look at your leading tacklers from last year, it is going to be a whole new group on that list of leading tacklers when you get to the end of this season.
Yeah, I mean, last year's class is such a special class. You know, it's hard to replace those guys, but, you know, we got guys that are hungry. We got guys that are ready to go and have been preparing for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks now, just getting after it. And you know, they're excited for the opportunity. They're excited for the challenge to be held to that higher standard. And you know, we're excited for the opportunity tonight.
And Coach, one thing about your squad is this league that you guys are in is such a competitive league at that 3A level that you guys are in. Talk about just what that gives your team as you move through this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we play in one of the toughest 3A leagues in the state. Obviously, we had four teams make the playoffs last year, and that's a statement to the league and the coaching staffs that are in it. And so being able to compete at that highest level really helps us move through the season and put ourselves in a good position once we get to the playoffs. And so that's really the goal, is to get through the league play, battle it out with all the coaches that are really good and the teams that are really good. And then, you know, the best of the best are going to come out on the top and go to the playoffs. So,
yeah, I agree, Coach. I look at these 3A leagues from around the whole state, and this one it's just so loaded with talent. And obviously, you know, the defending state champion is in your league. And it just when you have that kind of quality, even if you're, you know, around a 500 team, in the long run, RPI is going to be so helpful that maybe you sneak in and that work that you put in during that season is going to pay off and you can still make a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the RPI does play a huge factor, especially with our strength schedule. We're going to play one 3A team in the non-conference play. We play four 4A teams and 5A teams. So that really helps us. And then, like I said, when we get to the league play, those guys are always good, always, you know, bring in great RPI points for whoever they play. And so it definitely helps us to be in such a strong league.
Yeah, and one thing that I love that, you know, I think it wasn't really happening for a long time is I love the fact that Northridge, Greeley Central, Greeley West, they're all kind of doing this whole roundabout thing where you guys are all playing each other during the year. That's something huge for the city of Greeley.
Yeah, it's always a special thing when you get to play, you know, a crosstown team in the city. And for us to have three quality teams in the city is just a big deal for Greeley and the community. And so the community comes out and supports us a ton, and we get those games packed, and it's a great environment for the kids and the students and the faculty. And so it's really an honor to play those games, and it's really, really fun to look forward to those games.
Yeah, and I like what you said. You know, I don't know what you're in your fourth or fifth year at Northridge, Coach?
Yeah, this will be my fifth season.
Fifth season at Northridge, and Greeley West, you know, had a new coach last year. I think Greeley Central is onto a new coach just this year. But, you know, it would be just so great if all these teams can get on that upswing that you have going at Northridge at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough turning around programs. I mean, when you come in and the program's, you know, been down for a couple of years and the players have kind of gotten used to losing, it's tough to change that culture. And so I think they have, you know, two guys at the helm that are going to do a great job of turning those programs around. And I'm excited to see what happens here in Greeley the next few years.
Yeah, me too, Coach. One thing that I've been doing as I've been talking to coaches here early in the season, and I can understand as you've got into the season, maybe you're already past that, but I know how hard it is to get enough money coming in to get all those things that you need. Do you have any sort of fundraiser going on that you would like to mention and how people could get in touch with you and help out your program?
Yeah, I mean, we fundraise, you know, as much as we can, just like all programs. The biggest thing that I want to get out there is what we're going to do tonight, and that's our military appreciation and first responder night. We have a great partnership with a couple people in our community that purchased jerseys with names on the back from people we want to honor. We honor 65 people every single year, and we're super excited about that. We invite them down to the game. We play tonight for them, and then after the game, we give them the jersey as a thank you and a little note saying thank you for all you do for us. And so really, all we really need right now is support for that, support for those people, and celebrating, you know, what they do for us so we can play this amazing game.
Yeah, that's a fantastic thing that you guys are doing there at Northridge, Coach. I wrote down a stuff about the game tonight. Is it a 6 o'clock kick or a 7 o'clock kick?
Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock kick.
All right, so everybody get out there and support this Northridge Grizzly football team. Huge thing tonight with the military appreciation night. Get out there and just support these kids that are supporting our heroes that we look up to. So Coach, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you jumping in here, as I just texted you not too long ago, and good luck tonight and onto the season.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us on.
Yep. That's Jeremy Hayden, the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, joining us there. Like I said, jump out there tonight to District 6 Stadium, Northridge against Gateway. Northridge replacing a lot of players, but a team that has really built up as Coach Hayden has been there, and just a very successful season last year. And I know they're replacing a lot, but I expect them to have a successful season this year. Get out there 6 p.m. tonight, District 6 Stadium, Northridge Gateway. Go support the Grizzlies, and they're honoring the heroes tonight that we all look up to. On the other side here, we will get in touch with Chris Jones, the Windsor head football coach. You are listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. You're listening to Preps Rewind. Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. Give them a call for all the parts you need. Now we're going to move on to a coach who opened his season last night with a W, Chris Jones of the Windsor Wizards. Coach, how are you doing today?
We're doing great. We're just wrapping up films and, food tastes really good today.
Yeah, I'm sure starting the season 1-0 is way better than the other option.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to get some confidence going with a pretty young team again, and they had an exciting activity last night down to the end, so it was fun for them, and we're going to get a lot of growth from this film.
Well, and that's 2 years in a row that Meade and Windsor have got together and handed KFKA very good football games.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I mean, Jason and I, golly, we have such a long past. He and I coached together at Mountain View High School a long time ago for 5-6 years, and you know, he's an outstanding leader of men and coach, and they have a really strong program. And it was really exciting, really great execution last night. You know, a few too many penalties than both of us would like, but yeah, really solid program.
And that's kind of a typical early season game where you get a few more penalties. Everybody's a little bit rusty, the referees, the players, everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think there was like I think we had 11 holding penalties in the game total. Not for us, but 7 for us and 4 for them. So something to clean up.
Yeah, one thing different about last night, normally these early season games, they're so dang hot. You got to worry about cramping and all that kind of stuff. But a nice, cool, little bit of a rainy night, but able to make it through the weather.
Yeah, after the heat we had this week, you know, we were under some advisories and shortening practice and amount of time outside with the kids and really focusing on hydration. And it was a big change to go from the upper 90s to like 65, 70.
Yeah, Coach, let's jump into it. So from what I could see online, it seems like you guys fell behind right away, like Meade took the ball down and scored on their first drive. But after that, your defense did the job.
Oh, yeah. We were concerned about them throwing the ball because they did not throw it a lot last year. And that was something we were trying to get prepared for. And they gave us some looks. Obviously, you didn't see them film from one scrimmage. That, you know, we had to catch up on. And, you know, it took that first drive to settle some guys down. We had some young, couple of sophomores in that, you know, we pulled them in, took them off the field and replaced them, then put them back out there. You know, it's kind of one of those learning curves. If you're teaching in the classroom, a kid's struggling with a part of a problem and you got to pull them aside and do some one-on-one and make them practice and get it in their head so they know what they're doing. And the defense totally, you know, settled down after the first two drives and just locked them out, you know, shut them down.
Well, it looks like you guys created, I believe I saw 2 interceptions. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had 2. Mikey Munn had 2 interceptions in the game, one in the second quarter, I think, first quarter and one in the fourth quarter. So, yeah.
And one of the things that I was surprised as I was looking through stuff is, knowing what you guys like to do typically offensively is keep the ball on the ground and pound out the run game. But Your touchdown came on a 65-yard touchdown pass, Phelps to Helm?
Yeah, we've been throwing last year about 12 passes a game. From before, it was like we'd throw 2 or 4 passes a game. Last night, probably had caught about 20 pass plays. But when the run game's going too, you know, we like to hit that and eat clock up. It, you know, ended up being in the second half, I think we had the ball for almost 20 minutes. Of the 24.
Well, and that's kind of what I saw from what I was looking at is especially that like first drive out after halftime, you guys were able to chew up a bunch of clock. I believe you converted a couple of fourth down conversions. Just that's what you want to do at that point when you've kind of, I don't think you had the lead at that point, did you?
No, it was 7-7 and it was a 8-minute drive. But on that drive, we had 3 holding penalties. So it was a lot. We earned We went like about 110 yards to get a field goal, you know. But we took the points. You know, Gavin put it through the uprights, and defense got him in a 3-and-out again. Then we went like a 4-minute drive, punted. Then we went on a 5-minute drive, punted. Or no, we didn't get in the end zone. We had some nice. We had like four drives inside the red zone that we scored 0 points on. But we also had some. I guess we had some penalties on those drives too. So hopefully we can clean those things up.
Yeah, it sounds like offensively, a little bit more balanced than what we're used to seeing out of Windsor. But if you're able to move the ball like that, and in the long run, we all know that it gets down to football, really comes down to those guys up front. But then when you get in the red zone, you really got to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, and we have quite a few guys we can get the ball to. We're pretty young still. Like, our skill guys are all going to, with the exception of two receivers, we have like 7 skill guys that will return next year, which is pretty exciting for us. And so, we've expanded what we do and get some quick passes out to those guys. We did have 5 drop passes last night too. So there's some things that, contributed to the tightness of the game, but I think those tight games really build character. And, watching the film, these guys are going to have something to build upon next week against Longmont.
Yeah, Coach, and that's exactly where I was going to go. You get a tight game like this to start the season, it's really amazing how much that can build you some momentum and just grow those young kids into knowing what to expect in a football game, and you know that they're going to be able to get the job done when it's tight like that.
Yeah, and we talked about, there were 2 film rooms this Saturday morning, one at Meade High School and one at Windsor, and, you could have been in that film room or our film room. And we just talked about, those tough situations, like in life with the family, really bring you together. You realize, you understand what you have, in your home. And so I just said, guys, let's not take for granted who we're doing this with and the time we get together. And, I know that they're going to stretch that family a little more this week, and hopefully we get a little tighter in each huddle. And that's the big thing, if teams are confident and the huddles are tight, it's pretty hard to beat those guys.
Yeah, when you get a bunch of guys that are out there just playing for each other, it really is something great that comes out of high school football. Coach, I kind of looking on to your next few games, it really doesn't get much easier for you guys as you see Longmont and then Fort Collins and then Fossil Ridge. It's you got a tough early season schedule here.
Yeah, we've got, and that's the cool thing about it is, we get excited about it. It's like, these guys get to play us, and we get to now adjust this week in practice and see how well we are teaching them about learning in the game. It's like learning week to week how things change and making adjustments, and hopefully with their experience on the field and just from watching film and our practices, the plays will come faster to them. The reaction part.
Yep.
And so we're just big on a lot of film watching of our practices and the opponent. We have expectations for what the kids are doing each week, and I'm hoping that that's going to pay off with their just football knowledge. You always hear football IQ, right? So, but we have some tough teams coming up. Doug Johnson has a wonderful team. He's been coaching for as long as I have. They're always well coached and ready to go and gritty. They're a really tough team in Longmont. And, we got Fort Collins with Matt Yen the week after that, and Fossil. Yeah, it's fun though. We're really enjoying film today. We're as good as today's film session.
Yep. Well, enjoy this first week win, Coach. One thing I've been allowing coaches to do early here in the season, I just know how hard it is to get money for everything you need. Is there any kind of fundraiser that you guys have going on that we can get the word out a little more and people can help you out?
Well, we just finished our little raffle ticket thing yesterday. We did the raffle selection at halftime last night. So, our fundraising is over. But if anybody ever said, hey, we'd like to help you guys out, donations are always appreciated, but we're doing great. And once again, I appreciate what you're doing for the high schools, communities, and student athletes and the coaches and teachers in our area.
Yeah, thank you for that, Coach. Good luck the rest of the season. I'm sure as we roll through this football season, we'll be looking to get you on a couple more times.
Yeah, that'd be great. And if you guys have a safe weekend, and once again, congratulations to our kids, the coaches, parents, teachers here at the building. And, it's good to get that first one, in our back pocket.
Definitely, Coach. Thank you for coming on. That is Chris Jones, head football coach of the Windsor Wizards. You are listening to Preps Rewind here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. I am here in the Aloe Fiber studio, and now we are going to be joined by the coach that I really wanted to talk to when I started looking at scores this morning, because it looked like an amazing game that he had, and that is Coach Jeff Van Winkle of the Severn Silver Knights. Coach, how are you today?
Mike, I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you a little tired? Did you get enough sleep? That was a long trip you made.
I'll tell you what, I think we got home about 3 o'clock in the morning. So, we got home a little bit before that, but I think I finally went to sleep around 3 o'clock. You know, get back, get all the kids out, everybody's picked up, you know, you get home and just kind of exhale. So, yeah, it was a long night for sure.
Yeah, it's something that happens so early in the season like this. You just have to be just so excited with the resiliency that your team showed last night.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot put into words. You know, coaches all talked about just the grit that the team showed. You know, there was a point there. We had just a couple minutes to go in the third quarter. We're down by two scores. You know, you're down like that on the road, all those things in the fourth quarter. You know, for you to come back in a situation like that, I mean, coaches talk about it, but players need to execute it. You know, and early on in the season to be tested like that and to watch this team come back, I just could not be more proud of the effort that they did, that they showed, just the team-ness, togetherness that they did. You know, that's going to take us places.
Well, and you look at the game, the way it kind of went, it seems like every time you guys kind of battled back, Canyon City would go back and score again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that is, you know, I'll tell you what, that is a team that we don't get a chance to see a lot up here in Northern Colorado. But Pat and I have, you know, over the last couple of years developed a pretty good relationship. He is one heck of a coach. That team is ready. They are certainly better than what we saw in scrimmage film. And better than they were last year. You know, he stepped into that situation. You know, I think they had a hazing incident or something there where, you know, they lost some players and cycled through that. And Pat has got them. And in just two short years, as an incredible football team. That's a team I think you're going to see in the postseason when all is said and done. But, yeah, I mean, they just kept fighting, kept punching, doing what they do. And then we just had to respond, you know. And that's the thing, you know, is that resiliency, that grit that you need from a team. That's what we were able to show last night. You know, it took all the way to the last minute and a half, you know, to get on top. But we never stopped battling.
Well, and it looks like at one point you must have had like a punt return for a touchdown?
A kick return?
Yep,
kick return. Yep, it was that was a big one. You know, right there, again, you know, you get punched and, you know, you think you're going to close that gap. You get punched and, you know, Maya Hoffman for us, you know, took the kick return. We got a great block up front that sprung him, and he's just so shifty in the open field. Got going and was able to score. So, you know, I think that's a good momentum play for us. You know, a time where maybe you can hang your head or be a little discouraged, you know, and all of a sudden you get that shot in the arm with a huge special teams play. So it was good to see that for sure.
Well, and that's when I was coaching football, that's one of the things I was a special teams coordinator along with all the other stuff. And that's special teams. It kind of gets looked over, but man, the momentum that can come from a huge special teams play is more than really anything else.
No, you're not wrong. You know, I'll tell you, and then I'll flip it around. You know, I did a pretty terrible job. The one thing you don't think you need to be ready for, or at least I didn't, you know, is having that hands team ready to go. And so, you know, we go up, we get a safety. We know they're going to come out, and we have a special teams play that goes the other way, where we didn't field the ball correctly, and then, you know, Canyon City gets one last shot there, and our defense has to come up with a turnover on downs there for us to win the game. But yeah, I mean, special teams is such a huge part. I know coaches don't like to do it. How do we figure out 15 minutes of practice to get it done? You know, just because there's always so much more that we're trying to do, offense, defense, and all of that. But you're not wrong. You know, having a good special teams there is certainly a valuable thing that we need to pay attention to.
And you have to be really happy with your offense. You know, obviously you had the kick return, but that's still, you know, over 30 points for your offense to put up last night.
Yeah, you know, we did a lot of good things. You know, again, Canyon City didn't show a lot. They were pretty vanilla in their scrimmage, as teams typically are. So I was really proud of the effort that, you know, RJ Holt, my offensive coordinator, and his staff, You know, they just did a great job of being able to identify what weaknesses we could exploit, you know, things that we could do. We had a pick six, you know, towards the end of the first half. You know, when you think, you know, what are we going to do? You know, at that point, I think we're down to under 30 seconds. And they came up with a quick two play. You know, our quarterback coach sits in the box, and he saw a couple things there that we were able to take advantage of, a quick little, you know, swing route to get us to about the 40, and then an over-the-top pass to get us that score right before half. So instead of 21-7, you know, it's 21-14. So, you know, I just like the way that they adjust on the fly, the things that they do. Really, really proud of the effort of that group for sure.
And one of the things that I look at as I scroll through the score here, Coach, is you get a score to make it 35-36, and then the decision to go for a two-point conversion there.
Yeah, so RJ and I were talking on the sideline, and I'll tell you, we hadn't even crossed the 50 yet. And I told him to get his two-point play ready because there was no way that I was kicking an extra point. I knew we were going to go down and score. We were going to have that momentum. And then I knew, you know, we punched that in and that was going to be our game. And so, yeah, I made that decision actually before we crossed the 50 just because I had that confidence in our guys. I knew we were going to drive down the field, and I wanted him to be thinking, knowing that I had the confidence in him and his staff to put the ball in the end zone, give us that 2 points in the win.
Well, and it probably makes it a little bit easier as it looks like, you know, just looking through the game rundown, that you guys kind of had the momentum going your way at that point. So if you do score, you get even more momentum, and you can just trust that your guys up front and your offense is going to get that done.
Yo, absolutely. You know, and that's really what it was about. You know, we had battled back at that point. I mean, that was a score that we had. Defense held them. You know, we got the ball back, and so we said, okay, you know, we're going to go down, score to win this game. So, we were really kind of clicking there in the fourth quarter. Like I said, we were down by two scores to start. So to be able to get there and just knew we had that momentum on our side, wanted to take advantage of that, and we were able to pull that out. So, yeah, exciting game for sure.
Well, and Coach, I'm sure that's really easy to make that decision in the first week of the season. But, my gosh, when it comes down to playoff time, do you think you're going to have that in you to be able to make that choice again?
that's a great question. Hard to answer, you know, but yeah. Mike, I got to tell you, you know, we were the best week one team that we could be, you know, I mean, we're the best version of ourselves that we could be, you know, and it showed in different phases of the game. So I think by the time we get to the postseason, you know, we're doing that. I don't see us making different decisions. We're going to be in the game. We're going to know what's going on. I think momentum always will play a part. And I think as long as we've got our guys offensively, defensively, and both of our offense and defensive staffs working together, you know, I think we'll be making the right decisions, you know, come playoff time for sure.
Yeah, Coach, I just love it. I love the guts that it takes to make that call when, you know, it would be so easy to just say, oh, let's just kick that extra point and we'll see what happens in the last little bit here. But the guts it takes to make that call, congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, like I said, I mean, I'll take the credit for making the call, but I'll tell you the reason I can make that call is because I've got the faith that I do in our, number one, our offensive staff, you know, coordinators and all of his position coaches. But then, you know, those players, you know, you're looking them in the eye, and I knew we had it. You know, you just have that confidence that comes from them. You know, they're able to really just kind of get that out there, you know, and I've got such a good relationship with those guys, you know, that I look at them and I'm going for the win was the right decision.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Coach. It's probably, you know, in the top five of most exciting wins out of week one for Colorado high school football. So congratulations on a 1-0 start.
I appreciate it very much, Mike. Thank you. I'm looking forward to being on with you, you know, as the season goes. You guys do such a great job for Northern Colorado, you know, for prep sports and everything. So it's always a good time to be on the radio with you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I will be reaching out a few more times probably throughout the season to have you on, and we'll chat about how your season progresses.
Love it. Have a great day today.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Coach. That is Coach Jeff Van Winkle of the Severance Silver Knights. Just a huge win. And at one point in that second half, they were down 22 points. And they come back, and Coach has the guts to go for two and get the lead up to 37-36 there, and then they top it off with a safety there to wrap up that game. As we move towards the end of the hour here for Preps Rewind, I think one thing that we should do is kind of look at what we have coming up next week in the world of high school football. We'll kind of run through the schedule for next week. I do want to mention again, we talked to Coach Jeremy Hayden of the Northridge Grizzlies. They play Gateway tonight at 6 o'clock at District 6 Stadium. So we have that football game going on We also have Rocky Mountain is playing Chaparral today. The other game that's really in the area is it's another 6 p.m. start, and this is a big one at that two-way level, Eaton and the Classical Academy Titans. This was the first time that Eaton had lost a game. I think that's the only game that they've lost in the last 2.5 years of football was against Classical Academy last year. So those games are tonight, so you can still get out and catch some high school football. We have about 2 minutes here, and we're going to kind of run through. We talked about the rest of this week, but we'll talk about what week two is going to bring for the high school football season. From what I have, week two, Dayspring at the eight-man level, they have a bye week. I'll continue to look and update that as we go through this week to see if they did pick up a game or not. 1A football, Highland is going to play Wellington. We'll move on to 2A week two, Platte Valley, Weld Central. Weld Central picked up a big win last night. A big one for the area. We're going to have Eaton and University in week two. That's going to be a big game for that 2A level. University lost to Delta, who's potentially a number one contender for that 2A state title this year. They return a lot of people off a runner-up finish. Valley and Berthoud are going to lock up next week. Timnath and the Academy. We already talked about Highland and Wellington playing. Berthoud Valley, we just talked about that. And University Eaton, that kind of wraps up the 2A schedule. Really looking forward to that University Eaton game next week at the 2A level. Severance, who we just talked to, Coach Jeff Van Winkle of the Severance Silver Knights, they will play Green Mountain. Resurrection Christian has a bye week next week, and then week three, week four, they're going to play a Missouri team and a South Carolina team. We have a Roosevelt against Kennedy, Mountain View, Loveland, Thompson Valley against Summit, Northridge, Evergreen, Windsor, Longmont, Loveland against Mountain View, Greeley Central, Cheyenne Mountain, Greeley West against Bear Creek, Fort Collins will play Mountain Vista, Fossil Ridge, Grandview, Poudre, Castleview, Rocky Mountain, Cherokee Trail. Thank you for listening to Preps Rewind. Thanks to Micah on the other side for keeping me in line. I appreciate that over there. You have been listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.